Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us. You're connected to the Maximum Radio Network. You've established a vital connection to global time with Jesus Christ. This is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Today's Monday, December 16th, 2013. And I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I want to thank you for joining us on this wonderful morning. We've been given another day in which to lift up His name, to show forth His glory in our being. You're blessed. I'm blessed. I think I'm awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. I trust that you feel the same as well. Well, God has brought us through a weekend, at least in our neck of the woods, in our region. As you know, we had a snowstorm this weekend, Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday, and God has brought us through safely. We're safe, hopefully you're warm. You have a warm place, and that you're grateful and thankful that if things weren't more serious than what they were. So we do give Him praise and thank Him for bringing us through. And we're looking forward to a wonderful week of serving Him, thinking of Him, and praising His name. I would love for us to just take a brief visit to Psalm chapter 145 and join in the psalmist's lifting up of praise to God. Beginning with verse 1, he says, "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever." In verse 2, "Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is everlasting. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth through all generations. We'll pause or conclude right at that point. We praise God for this day and for this brand new week. And I think it would be a good idea for us to really approach this week with the goal of his heart, which is to see the return of his son, ultimately, to rule and to reign, just as the Father has promised. So we want to agree with God that the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ would come. He is due to return to earth to rule and to establish his reign, just as his Father promised. In Psalm 2, he says, "Ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession." However, it's challenging for us to imagine that a time is coming where real peace and prosperity covers the earth. But that's exactly what he promised in his word. So let us pray. Let us go to him in prayer. Let us enter into his courts with praise and truly with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father, we come into your courts and we come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. That is due to you because of your great acts of mercy and compassion. So we thank you today with all our hearts that your throne endures. It endures from everlasting to everlasting. So we're not bashful about thanking you and praising you today. And we know, Lord God, that while you are holy and righteous and never fail, we do sometimes fail. We ask you to forgive us for our shortcomings, our failures, the times where we disappointed you because we did not measure up to the mark that you set, so that our trespasses and our sins come up before us. However, we stand on your promise that you are faithful and just to forgive us and also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we deserve to speak honestly, admitting of our failures, because you promised that we should. So if we confess, well, we are confessing today. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. through Jesus Christ, that his blood, which still works to cleanse sin, will cleanse our sin. We want to be righteous before you, covered with his righteousness, enshroud and cloak us with his righteousness. Through his righteousness we measure up, certainly not in our own, but in his. So, Father, we thank you for the open door to your courts, the access to your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us. And now opening up your lines, that if you have a praise report that you'd like to share, now is a good time to do that. We're here to entertain everything that is good. We want to think on those things. So if you have a praise report, well, share it. We're here to embrace it and to praise the Lord along with you. If you have a prayer request, well, don't hold on to it. Give it breath. Allow the answer to live, but first a request must be made. He says we receive not because we ask not. Well, let us ask. While we are contemplating our praise report, our prayer request, my praise report is that he kept us through a challenging last couple of days with all of the snowfall and totally covering the ground. We had about somewhere between 4 and 6 inches, probably more like 6 inches of snow. And it's always a challenge to dig out and to preserve life and limb during those times, because the snow has to be removed lest someone falls and injure themselves. And then you have to continue to do all of the things that are necessary and pertain to life, even though you have changed conditions. So the Lord brought us through victoriously. So I'm praising him for that. If you're in our region, I'm sure your heart shares the same sentiment. Today, we want to, on our prayer list, our prayer targets, because we're praying in the promises of God into manifestation, we're going to pray today for the 7 centers of influence. There are 7 centers in our world, in our society, in our communities, that influence us, influence day-to-day living. On Friday, we prayed for businesses. We adopted that strategy because God spoke to our hearts. Businesses, the marketplace, where all of life occurs on a day-to-day basis. And that's one place of influence. Blessed is the man. Let's begin this way. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and blessed is he that has a quiver full of them. And his children will speak with the enemies in the gates. Well, where are the gates? In the marketplace. That's where they are. And God wants us to interact with the adversaries of his kingdom and plan in a way that lifts up his mighty name. So business is a legitimate place of influence. Now let's look at some others quickly for which we will pray right now. We will pray for government. We know that our government is experiencing all kinds of challenges and difficulties. city government, state government, federal government. Then we pray for the military, who faces many challenges around the world. That's another sphere of influence. Then, of course, there's the media, a huge sphere of influence. Then there's education, a sphere that gives direction to our society and influences it tremendously. Then, of course, there's the family. That's a sphere of influence. God intends that the family would have influence. And we're talking about the standard traditional family as described in the Word of God. And then last but not least, the church. God intends that the church would be mighty in spirit and powerful everywhere, including the marketplace. So let's join in our agreement concerning these spheres of influences that affect our daily activity and our daily lives. And when you think about it, all of them, government, military, media, business, education, family, and the church, all of them play an influential part in our daily lives. So we're facing a brand new week, praise God, and we want to be centered in our understanding and certainly our prayer requests concerning the spheres of influence that are present all of the time in our lives and will be so all of this week. Praise God. Sounds challenging, doesn't it? However, God is great. Our God is great. Let us approach Him concerning these centers of influence. There are seven of them: government, military, media, business, education, the family, and last but not least, the church. Father, we come to You and we come realizing our limitations. Our limitations include understanding, and we want Your understanding. Our limitations include lack of perspective. We want Your perspective. And we also are learning to understand Your cause and its size, how it spreads across the earth. And this day and this week that we have before us, it's a different time and place and season from last week or the previous weeks. And we want to walk firmly in Your plans and Your purposes this week, this hour. This is a week that has never been. And we are asking for Your help and Your guidance. And Father, we want to begin this week by praying for the centers of influence that appear for our lives and in our lives on a day-to-day basis. And those centers include government. We know, God, that leaders in government need Your understanding and Your wisdom in order to properly function to serve the people. And Father, we pray, Lord, that the flesh would be put down and that Your Spirit would have His way as we humble ourselves before You, knowing that we are unable, we are really powerless, and we are weak. So on behalf of the government and its leaders, You said, pray for all men everywhere. And so we're looking to fulfill that request of yours even now. We pray for the leaders, beginning with the President of these United States. We pray, O God, that by your Spirit, your will be done on today. Your will be done at all levels of government and all manner of governments. That divine supernatural order that reflects your heart will be made manifest, come into existence, so that the needs of people that you care about and have compassion for will be met in Jesus' name. We claim that today, that your reign will be seen in government on this day through the halls of power. Father, also we pray for the military who is dispersed across this nation and across the earth to represent freedom, freedom for all, that you would give them the upper hand in the battle against the evil forces who are dispatched by Satan to steal, kill, and destroy. But we pray today that the force of the military would be awesome in putting down the opposition and the adversary, so that people will be free, free to grow, free to develop, free to pursue you and your great name. We pray for the media, where all manner of news and artistry occur. We pray, O God, even as Christ rules on this day, that praise of your great name would come from the media, come through the media, to inform, to educate, to lift up your great name. We pray for the education system, even as in our region, people wake up preparing to go to the institutions of education to attend. Bless each and every one of them today with a sharp mind, with thoughts that are good thoughts, whatsoever is true, whatsoever conforms to your will, in the name of Jesus. On this day, that education will serve your great and grand purposes, so that the minds would be shaped for the glory of God. And of course, we pray for the family, our families and all families everywhere. And we welcome peace. We welcome prosperity. We welcome the fact that you are Jehovah Jireh. And in you, all our needs are met by Christ Jesus. We pray right now for the miraculous provisions of all the necessities, including health, in the name of Jesus. Health, come in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the family and the warmth and caring that that provides for our nurture, our development, and our comfort. We thank you. And finally, we pray for the church, your people, the body of Christ. We pray that we would be mighty in spirit, powerful in the marketplace, We pray, Lord, that we would stand as tall as you ordained for us to stand, that we would have no fear. We would be bold. We would be strong because you are with us. We thank you that the cross is in our sights. The cross that upon which Jesus was hung for our benefit. So we thank you today that the church is alive and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is in victory and is victorious because of the complete and finished work of your Son, Jesus Christ, who said he will build his church and no gate of hell, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We say thank you. We say praise your name. And Father, we see the atmosphere in all the centers of influence today being stirred, being highly charged with your will and with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray, and I trust all of us can say amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the answers are on their way even now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good morning and welcome to all of you once again. We thank you for joining us on this Monday morning, 16th of December. And how fast the holidays are approaching. And what we celebrate as Christmas. And we trust that you're looking forward to being with your family in a few days. Sit down to remember what God has done, that he has given Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the angel said in announcing his impending birth that his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So he's with us. He's absolutely with us. And if you're having any doubts and any debate about that, well, fear not. He is with us. Was he born on December 25th? Not likely. Not at all. In fact, just one reality attacks that notion. He is born. That's for sure. Praise God. He is born. He's sitting on the throne right now. He is the Son. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. So he was born. However, it was not on Christmas Day that we have identified, you know, the 25th of December, so to speak. That's just a chosen day of celebration. Right now in Jerusalem, they've just come through one of the worst snowstorms in 60 years. That is true in Jordan as well, a neighboring country. Now, you don't think that shepherds were out in the fields in the wintertime, do you? No, of course not. So, going to the story as recorded of his birth in the Gospel, that did not occur on December 25th. That's winter time in the Middle East. And you can check the temperature there now and the climate there. You've just had the worst snowstorm in 60 years. So he was more like 3 months of age, approximately, when he was found. And we thank God for his birth, and his birth took place in a very humble set of circumstances, in a manger, in a stable, in other words. And his mattress, so to speak, unlike yours and mine, was filled. It was grass, hay, that the cows would have for supper. Isn't God great? Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And Father, we look to his return in power. Return as king. Yes, as the king who has inherited the nations and the earth. So we thank you. Now, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now's a good time to share it with us. Just let the goodness of God be known. Also let the fact that we can come to him boldly, we have access, also be known. Let's walk in it. So if you have a praise report, share it with us. Share it with the rest of the world. That's the opportunity you and I have. We're actually sharing it with the rest of the world. Because this is Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's the name of our program. Global Time. Meaning it's not localized. It's global in scope and vision and perspective. So share that praise report. Give God the glory. Let's show the adversary to be the thief, the liar, and the murderer he is, that God is able, through Jesus Christ, to sustain life. Life for his people and all who would seek him. Life. And if there's a prayer request, well, our time is winding up. Don't miss the opportunity, the occasion, to lift his name up. Go before the throne, and we are with you in total agreement. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to make our request known. Thank you for the opportunity. We pray, O God, that you would touch our hearts in a mighty way. You've raised us up to be warriors. Warriors that seek after your victory, the fulfillment of your plan and your purposes in the earth. Not in the great yonder, but even now. We thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for this time that we had of coming before you. We pray that our time gave you pleasure. Hallelujah. As we called on your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, our time is winding up. I give him praise for this program and for the opportunity that we've had to lift up his name globally. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I pray that our time together honored him, and that the atmosphere in our lives, our hearts, our surroundings is stirred and charged with the presence of God. So today, we bless you mightily. And I'd like to leave this benediction with you. Let's take it from Psalm chapter 19 and verse 14. It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." So may the Lord go with you, go before you on this great day, Monday, the 16th of December. God bless you. We're looking forward to you joining us on tomorrow, once again, for a prayer. Come with a prayer request. Let the meditation of your heart be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Let him download God's heart, God's desires into your spirit so that you're fruitful at heart. Fruitful at heart. May God bless you. Stay warm. Walk with the King. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. You received that.
Everyone on the show, we have a blessing.
Yes. you.